Lawyers for Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf appeared before the country's Supreme Court to argue that the president should be allowed to run in an October 6th election, despite opposition from parties demanding an end to military rule. Emer McCarthy has this report.
The Supreme Court, ringed by tight security to stop opposition protests, has been hearing three challenges to Musharraf's plans to seek another term in office. They include Musharraf's right to retain the posts of president and army chief, the legality of being elected in uniform, and whether he can get a mandate from outgoing assemblies. Teresita Schaffer of the Center for Strategic and International Studies says, regardless of the outcome of the hearings, the political landscape in Pakistan is likely to change.
Even if Musharraf is able to continue to exercise the preponderance of authority in the Pakistan government, he's going to be a different Musharraf governing a different Pakistan.
On Monday, police conducted raids searching for opposition activists, detaining over 100 people to stop them laying siege to the Election Commission and the Supreme Court. Government officials say they want to stop protests aimed at influencing the court's deliberations. The court is due to deliver a ruling later this week. I'm Emer McCarthy.